Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, welcome back, Three Dudes with a View. My name is Delp Kennedy. I am dude number three. I had frost on the windshield this morning, but as I walked out, I noticed a big difference between frost in January and frost in mid-March. The spring birds were singing everywhere, and spring was in the air. It's going to be 70 degrees this afternoon. Man, the fish are going to be jumping in the boat. Clayton Harris, dude number two, how are you?
Doing well, Delp. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, how are you?
Good morning, Delk. Speaking of jumping in the boat, a lot of people jumping in the boat these days in many different arenas.
Okay, well, let's introduce Ron Hart, and we'll come back to that. Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Ron. All right, Ms. York, I always say to myself when I've got to eat crow to just cook it till it's tender off the bone, falling off the bone, put some ketchup on it, and just eat the whole darn thing. My sincere apologies to you. The Herald had an error. I think James Dallas speculates that Jay Powell hit a nine when he meant to hit a six in reporting the votes for Trump in the recent primary election here in Maury County. So actually Trump got around 6,500 votes as opposed to about 9,500 votes. Now there's still some significant stuff in the returns as they actually were. I mean, first of all, Ron, to your point, despite January 6th, despite all these indictments and all that kind of stuff, Trump got roughly the same, but he got about 6,500 votes in 2020 in the same primary here in Maury County. And so his support has not eroded here in Maury County. Now, Biden's vote, though, did drop in a significant percentage in Maury County from 2020 to 2024. He dropped from, and Democratic turnout dropped a good bit. In 2020, Biden got 2,500 votes. Bloomberg got almost 1,000 votes, and Bernie Sanders got a couple of thousand votes in the Democratic primary in 2020. This round, no other Democrat got a significant amount of votes, but Biden's vote total in Maury County in the Democratic primary dropped to 982. So there's still I think some significance in the real numbers. And once again, Mr. York, I apologize. I just thought that if the Herald reported it that way, that's the way it was. But I was just wrong. And
apology accepted. You don't have to. I'm not going to beat you up. People make mistakes.
I thank you, Mr. York.
But here's the thing. In the past elections, when Bloomberg and the other guy was running, that was competition. In this election in the primary, Biden was the only one on the ticket. And I can't beat up on Democratic voters too bad, because if he had one vote, he'd have won in Maury County, you know?
Okay, so your hypothesis perhaps is that the lack of competition caused the Democratic vote to drop.
Right. There was nobody else running against Biden on the Democratic ticket. On the Republican ticket, you had delegates and a whole bunch of stuff on there, you know, so people were trying to discern who they won't get to represent them. So there was a lot of competition.
Yeah, Ron, your column this week, you point out the Dems are going after Trump with a dormant Confederacy law, while the January 6th protesters sit in solitary confinement over a Sarbanes-Oxley financial law on the books. Government stretching much? ? Ron writes. It seems that the Maury County vote for Trump would, let's see, what else do you, well, the column's entitled Weaponizing Government Against Trump is Predictably Backfiring. So at least in Maury County, it seems to be that weaponizing the government against Trump has not diminished his support at all.
People are locked in. Yeah. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I'm just saying that Trump basically, the bigger picture is the libertarian, because there's so many laws on the books, right, that they can get us for anything. They want you, they say, okay, they point the finger, let's find the law, let's go back. Sarbanes-Oxley, which is a financial regulatory law in the wake of the Great Recession, or even before that, actually, I think 99, that's where they did Sarbanes-Oxley. That's what got the January 6th guys in prison. I mean, like, that's not what the law's for. You know, and so there's things in every law that can get any of us. That's the reason there's such a big fear of big government. That's why Trump's doing well, because he's the only person in the field that most people think will actually do something about the burgeoning, just overreaching government that we have in D.C. It's expensive and burdensome.
And, Ron, I think you're pointing to what's called the 1512 issue. I believe it's 1512. The Sarbanes-Oxley law has actually the Supreme Court's agreed to review that and to review whether or not it can be used in the context of a riot at the Capitol as opposed to a financial investigation. So that's
right. Yeah, I don't see how in the world they use that law to get these guys for that. You know, essentially trespassing wasn't enough. They had to make an example of them. You know, the government's scared to death people are going to rise up and go after them. And they had to make an example of these poor guys. But it's like the cast from Duck Dynasty. These are not a lot more very educated. They're mad about the election. They were there to protest. They got out of control. You know, that's you know, misdemeanor, 1 month in, you know, maybe in county jail. It's not what they're doing. 20, you know, these guys, 15 years of solitary confinement, one of them. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But see, Ron, you still on that rap that they don't need government regulations. And I'm going to share something with you. In 2007, Goldman Sachs admits that they defrauded investors during the financial crisis. They had to pay $5.1 billion to settle that case. In 2014, Goldman Sachs paid $36 million and $512,000 for violations of the Financial Industry Regulation Authority. A junior banker had to pay $50 million, and another government worker had to pay $50 million for those violations. In 2023, Goldman Sachs paid $15 million for swapping disclosure information on its clients and investors and preventing transparency. So you always talking about we don't need regulations, but why are these companies having to pay all this stuff when they're violating investors' and clients' rights?
Well, they overstepped their bounds, and I'm sure most of those things were civil, meaning there was a victim, unlike Trump's case where there wasn't a victim, he paid the loan off. But in this case, there was a victim, and the victim brought a suit in arbitration, and they had to pay it. So that's how markets work. You're a big company with, you know, 70,000 employees. You're going to have situations like that. It's just what it is. I mean, they're going to be just broke people.
And, you know what I quit?
I'm not saying no regulation. Never have said no regulation. I'm just saying too much regulation.
I equate Trump's situation to a TSAA team having an ineligible player on this team and wins a championship. What do you think happens there? They take the championship away from the team, don't they?
So what's the analogy with Trump? Who's an ineligible player?
He illegally did a lot of stuff in falsifying the documents to get loans and to do things and cheat the state on its tax revenue. And they found out about it, and he should be prosecuted for what he did.
Good grief.
He paid the loan off. The bank, it's up to the bank, Deutsche Bank, to make the decision where they want to lend the guy money. They looked at everything. It happens all the time. Kevin O'Leary said it, the Shark Tank guy said it. Basically said, too, I think every deal, you go in and say, okay, this is my assets, this is what I think they're worth. Bank does their own due diligence. They decide what they're worth, and the bank takes the risk that they're off. They don't underwrite it well. They make a mistake, the bank will pay. You know, I'm sure his personal signature was on it, too. So there's a lot of layers to it. The government valued his Mar-a-Lago property at like $30 million. It's
less than that,
18 acres on the ocean.
Well, Mar-a-Lago wasn't involved in it.
Yes,
it
was.
It was just a property in New York.
Mar-a-Lago was...
No, that was a pledged asset.
That was a pledged asset in the case.
I mean, think about this.
What they did, they used the tax valuation, Palm Beach County tax assessors valuation of that property. That property is worth close to $1 billion. You can't buy an acre on the ocean down there for less than $50 million. So that's $800 million right there, just the land.
He's going to get it from the Saudis and Viktor Orban now.
I mean, if you're sitting out there listening to this, though, and you hear, you know, he, you know, fudged on his loan application many years ago on a loan that he ended up paying back, and there was no victim, but he ought to be punished for it. I mean, if you're somewhere in the middle, and you're not a Republican, but you're not a Democrat, but you kind of voted for both. If you hear that, how can you seriously say, I'm going to vote with the Democrats? Because is that just not truly pathetic that they're looking for anything to lock this guy up? I mean, it's sad. I mean, it is so sad and pathetic.
The courts have decided, Clayton. The courts have decided on his guilt.
A court in New York full of Democrats.
What makes it worse is that DA ran on prosecuting Trump. She ran.
Correct.
On prosecuting Trump. That was her platform. She ran to, I'm going to get him. I don't know for what. I don't know.
Exactly.
The same way DA said they were going to get Al Capone. They ran on getting Al Capone.
Now, comparing Trump to Al Capone is just absurd.
They didn't run on anything. That was the feds.
All right, folks. Well, this is just back to where we were yesterday. Ron, you weren't here, but, you know, Ms. York had some help yesterday from Mike Roden. And the subject, I mean, Mike Roden keeps going, I don't understand why all these people are supporting Trump. And they are supporting Trump just for, this is another perfect illustration. It's clear to the people around here, at least, that Trump is being persecuted, politically charged, politically prosecuted in New York and elsewhere. And people don't like that. And they worry that they could be next. So it's always backfiring.
Delp, when you're riding a horse and the horse died, get out the saddle.
Ms.
Y'all
York,
just don't want to get out the saddle.
No, Ms. York, the horse is not dying. Trump's leading in the polls, and none of this stuff is working because people recognize it for what it is, political prosecutions, and they're horrified by it.
Voters have not spoken yet, Delp. Voters have not spoken.
Well, that's true. Here's the one.
Votes are pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, it's not working. The Democrats and the media expected Trump to, you know, to be not even the nominee. And so they thought January 6 hearings were going to take care of him. They thought the indictments were going to take care of him. They thought, you know, whatever else was going to take care of Trump, and it hadn't. It's only made him more popular. And
how about them withholding evidence of the January 6th thing that came out recently? That was a very big piece of evidence the January 6th committee had that they withheld. That was just a show trial. You know, I know people don't like him. That's why people want to send him there, Mr. York, because they don't. D.C. is just fat and happy on our tax dollars. The highest priced real estate in the country around Washington, D.C. These people are lifers up there. These bureaucracies are out of control, and Trump's the only ones that go up there and has a chance. I'm glad a chance to slow that growth of this big government, which is intruding our lives daily, and it's very costly.
It just amazes me that during Trump's career in real estate in the New York area, none of the other real estate agents really associated him. He was an outlier. And he was an outlier because he was a crook. He was a crook.
I don't know about that. I mean, he did plenty of people do deals with him. He was very aggressive. I give you that. He did some things. But, you know, New York real estate is a slippery, slippery business, I tell you. So you're going to be in that game. There's no one that has clean hands in New York real estate. You got to pay borough chiefs. You got to pay politicians. You got to play the game up there. That's how it's done. That's why it's so expensive.
I wonder what's going to happen with TikTok and Facebook.
I don't care. I don't care.
It's near Ferris.
They're both sewers.
I don't understand why TikTok's being. I guess the Chinese are getting our phones, getting our data. That's what they're concerned about.
All right, Ron. Ron, you're breaking up. Let's take a break, Ron. You're breaking up. We'll be back in a minute.
years, people all over Middle Tennessee have returned to Parks Motor Sales again and again because they get the best vehicles and best service possible. Go to ParksMotorsales.com for options. New Buicks, pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, financing, certified technicians, parts, tires, and more. Then stop by 919 Nashville Highway, test drive a Buick, and see why the Buick Encore and Buick Enclave are among America's most reliable vehicles. Experience the new Buick at Parks Motor Sales.
Your home is your biggest investment. Getting the most for it when it comes time to sell is important. At The Way Realty, we help you get more by providing all our clients with a full-service real estate company. At no extra cost to you, we help you prepare your house to look its best with home staging, landscaping, professional pictures, marketing on all the major websites, touch-up repairs, and home inspection repairs up to $700. Get more with The Way Realty by reaching out to us to see what we can do for you and to find out the market value of your home. Visit us today at thewayrealtytn.com. Call us at 931-580-4669 or stop by our showroom at 800 Hatcher Lane, Columbia, Tennessee.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Dr. Dominic Mancini from the Dr. Gill Center. Have you been injured in a car accident? Are you still in pain? Untreated whiplash injuries to the spine may lead to future conditions such as neck pain, low back pain, and headaches. The doctors at the Dr. Gill Center specialize in detecting and treating these conditions before they get worse. Our accident consultations are free. Call me, painfree.com, or call 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The Mules are back in town. For nearly 50 years, Mule Day funds have supported local schools, civic organizations, and improvements at the Murray County Park. Now Mule Day is working to positively impact the lives of young people in Murray County with the Mule Day Works Scholarship. Encourage young people to apply online at muleday.com/works or check it out to see how you can help support career and technical education in Murray County. Support Mule Day Works by attending Mule Day April 4th through the 7th. Visit muleday.com/works. That's muleday.com/works.
Back, three dudes with a view. I'm dude number three, Delk Kennedy. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
In South Carolina and LSU women's team.
What?
Are you talking about the fight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was a that was a brawl. What set that off?
Well, I think one of the girls pushed from LSU pushed one of the South Carolina girls, and then the young lady who's the forward, she came in and pushed the LSU player down on the court.
She's like what, 6'7", 6'8"?
Yeah, she about 6'7" from South Carolina.
Yeah,
but some of the bench left their area, and you know that's a violation, so they
automatic ejection.
Checked all of them out of the game except the five players that were on the floor, and then this young lady that made the push, she won't be able to play in the first round in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Oh boy, you know, I guess the
CSEC it just means more, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's fierce.
Women,
which one's the lady without dresses so crazy, look so loud, like all the boas and everything? Which coach? LSU coach?
Yeah, that's what's her name?
Kim Mulkey.
Kim Mulkey. Yep.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, okay. I bet she's a lot.
And then Tennessee got handled by Kentucky. Man, they got beat on the boards bad.
Yeah, that was kind of, you know, Kentucky's playing good basketball. Tennessee's been playing great basketball, and I was actually kind of wanting Tennessee to win that game so that way Alabama could be the 2 seed and Kentucky would be the 4, but unfortunately that didn't work out for the SEC tournament that starts this week, and you can hear both Tennessee and Alabama on Friday.
Oh, me. March Madness has just crept right up on us, hasn't it?
Tennessee will play at, I think it's 11 a.m. or maybe a noon tip-off on Friday, so.
Oh, wow. Yep. All right, folks. And again, Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Okay, folks, I've got one here. That,
oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, there's a serious side to this. This is thank you very much to the Bushes. They aren't Republicans, never should have been.
Correct.
But Bush-era law, basically it was proposed by Bush the second, whatever, passed sometime in the 90s, I think. Let's say, or the alts, when Bush was in office. And it basically gave automatic asylum to persons from certain Central and South American countries where truly folks were being persecuted. And so immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, you know, all places where people have not been treated very well at all, can enter the U.S. without a visa and indefinitely stay here legally and work. And that's the law until somebody changes it. So in December 2022, the Biden Department of Homeland Services began a program to allow 30,000 migrants in every month, 30,000 a month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. And that's all legal. What the Biden administration is doing is just organizing a program to maximize the number from those countries who get in and stay here. I'm sure they're providing them flights. We've seen documentation of that here recently, how the United States government through non-governmental organizations is providing flights both from other countries into the United States for these. And these are not illegals. They're legal, unfortunately. And providing flights for them into the United States and providing flights to, around places in the United States. Now, so Haiti is one of these places. Now, a civil war has broken out in Haiti. The government has collapsed, and one of the warring parties as it was put in an article I read, basically to show how bad they are and how imposing they are and how powerful they are, and to intimidate the other side, they have started up. They're cannibals. They've resorted to cannibalism in Haiti. And the leader of the cannibal faction in Haiti is a fellow who goes by the name of Barbecue. So you can't make this up.
You know what that political party is too, don't you? The Donner Party.
You can't.
Hey,
make
Delph,
this.
You're talking about immigrants. Why is 22,000 Russians heading this way since the war on Ukraine? Are they because you don't like what your country's doing? Is that a reason for asylum?
I imagine they don't want to get drafted. Why did 22,000 Americans go to Canada during Vietnam?
Yeah, they just didn't want to participate. They didn't want to be patriotic until they came back.
Uh-huh. I frankly don't blame them.
Know who they are, make sure they're not criminals. They're certainly not subversives. They like Russia could be sent as spies or, they could embed, 50, 80 yeah. spies in there. And before you know it, they're here.
They already found that Russia's providing, like, the D.C. Weekly. Do you read that, Del?
No. Who is that?
That's a Russian paper. It's a fake news paper developed by Russia.
Oh, okay.
And it's been circulating on the web in this country.
I'm curious as to why you read it.
No, I don't read it. I just heard about it.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
You got to watch, they do have a big on Facebook and other places, propaganda. They're big on propaganda. They stir up stuff. And you got to always get the source, There's got to be a reasonably big news organization that you're aware of. So before you quote anything like that, people send me stuff all the time, a lot of right-wing stuff. Oh, look at this. Look at what they're doing here. But half the time I try to find a source or try to fact-check it. It's just not fact-checkable, it's probably Russian propaganda. I mean, all countries, we do it too. I'm sure we got Radio Free Europe and all these places. We got propaganda ourselves over there. I know we send like Russia, North Korea, we send all this, democracy, liberation, democracy information to them, try to get them to break with the government over there.
That's the key, Ron. People need to verify the source. They need to verify that it's not some fake newspaper that some country, China or Russia or whoever is putting on the internet. They bring it as the gospel. And a lot of people don't take the time. They just like the provocative issue, and they start preaching, and it passes around like wildfire.
Yeah, I'm just still more interested in. Oh, go ahead, Ron.
No, I'm saying this clickbait. They call it clickbait. There'll be some headline. It'll be a very provocative headline. You'll click it, read all it, bunch of ads, chalk, and I don't know. It's like more and more of these fake, but they're also not held to account for their, you know, for their veracity. So you got to be real careful there. Both left and right, I'm sure they're trying to stir up both sides. They know people through your, you know, Facebook or whatever, what you like. So they try to feed you what you like.
Yeah, I'm just still more interested in this Donner Party of Haiti, of cannibals and their leader barbecue. I want to see how that arc works out. You know, the barbecue. Apparently he adopted that name himself. He's proud of it. Mr. Barbecue, leader.
Well, Haiti's always been notoriously corrupt, right? So I guess the gangs eventually just took over from the government there, and I'm sure they're just raising havoc with the people. It's got to be terrible to have gangs. Same thing with Hamas, essentially, is done in Gaza, right? Small group of people, essentially gang members. Same with the Taliban, I guess, essentially, in Afghanistan.
You know, and I smell a rat there in Gaza, though. What's interesting about Gaza, there are obviously probably millions of people who would like to leave Gaza. They've got no way to leave. There are only a couple of ways out. One's through Israel, which borders Gaza on at least three sides, I think, or two sides. Gaza's bordered by Egypt to the south, the Mediterranean Ocean to the east, and then to the north and west. No, the Mediterranean Ocean to the west, and then to the north and east by Israel. Well, the Israelis are not going to let the Gazan refugees out through Israel. The Egyptians have the doggonest wall you've ever seen in your life. The thing is 30 feet tall and 30 feet deep, scissor wire all the way. And the Egyptians, I think it's called the Rafah Gate. The Egyptians have that door shut and say, no people from Gaza are coming through here. No, no, no. What's interesting about the Gazans is that no other country in the Middle East will accept them. They're, you know, Syria, Iran, Egypt, all these are Muslim countries, Saudi Arabia. There's something
kind of like the Jews back in World War II, you know, when they were finding a place for them to go. No country wanted to accept Jewish folk.
Well, I don't.
That's why they wound up in the Palestinian land.
What I'm trying to get my head around, though, Mr. York, is what is the difference between? I mean, obviously, religion's a big thing in that part of the world, but the Gazans are Muslim, and all the countries that surround Gaza, except for Israel, are Muslim countries, and none of them will have a Gazan. They're just not going to do it. And
Well, you know, they got them living in Israel on the West Bank.
Yeah, they do. But they're not going to accept a million Gazan refugees. That's not going to happen. I mean, they're God.
No, I mean, nobody wants to really accept refugees when you think about it. That's a hardship on the country accepting them.
Well, my point is,
they already have a lot in Egypt and Jordan. They have a lot of migration that's already taken place in that area.
Iraq doesn't want them. You know, I mean, this is a part of the world that's mean, bloody, Muslim. You know, why are the Gazans considered by their fellow Muslims to be so much worse than other Muslims? I mean, what is it about Gazans that nobody wants them?
They're worse. It's the perception that people give that they are not desirable, but they are. That's their land, really, when you think about it.
Well, that's
why Biden is calling for a two-state solution, but Israel don't want to do that. I predict Netanyahu's going to be out within a year and a half.
Well, we'll see about that. But in the meantime, the Biden administration there is no port on the Mediterranean Sea. I mean, Gaza borders the Mediterranean Sea for a number of miles, but there's no seaport.
Well, the U.S. is building one right now.
And guess what's going to happen with that thing? They say it's to take humanitarian aid into Gaza. What it's really going to be used for is to bring hundreds of thousands of Gazans to the United States. And
I don't think that's
right. That's exactly what it's for.
We brought 100,000 Ukrainians over here, you know?
That's exactly what it's going to be for.
And bringing more.
Nobody else in the world wants them, including their fellow Muslims, and we're going to take them. All right, take a break.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hi, Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. When you think of diamonds, what do you think of? Rare, precious, timeless, sparkles like the sun. They are timeless and nothing like them on earth. Then do you think, where do I buy local to buy the perfect ring? Maybe a diamond pendant or earrings or maybe a new diamond band. Look no further. Tillis Jewelry carries all your diamond and jewelry needs. Stop by and see our wonderful collection. And remember, if you don't know your diamonds, know your jeweler. Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Feeling lucky this month? Enter Happy Hiller's Golden Ticket Sweepstakes for a chance to win big for your home. Just visit hillergoldenticket.com and enter to win a Happy Hiller Club membership or a $1,000 or a $5,000 Hiller gift card. And everyone wins with 0% interest financing on HVAC systems, tankless water heaters, or whole home generators. Enter to win now at hillergoldenticket.com.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Hey, this is Jonathan Castile, a.k.a. John Boy, with John Boy's Handyman Service. One call and we'll handle it all. Truly means we'll handle it all. From pressure washing your house to doing remodeling, we're licensed, insured, and bonded. So rest assured, John Boy will handle it all. You can contact me at 931-242-7620 or my email, CastileJonathan10@gmail.com.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Hey, Tennessee. Did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You could also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine lock box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
This is Del Kennedy, owner of Kennedy Broadcasting Company, operator of WKRM, historically 1340 AM, now FM 103.7, and WKOM FM 101.7. We call ourselves Front Porch Radio, and I've said many times what that means. It means that we are working to connect this Southern Middle Tennessee community one listener, one relationship at a time. Let me elaborate on what that means. We will relentlessly promote jobs, commerce, business, industry, education, arts, green space, music, rivers, the great outdoors, healthcare, churches, charities, sports, agriculture, and all the great people of Southern Middle Tennessee. Join us, help us, call us, Front Porch Radio, Del Kennedy. Thank you for listening.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. Three News with a View. My name's Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning. I got a little story to tell you when you get through introducing Ron.
Okay. Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, Mr. York, what's up?
I think there's a reflection. A lot of folks had jumped on Bud Light and not drank Bud Light because of the commercials and the advertisement they've been doing. You remember that period. You even said things about Bud Light that you didn't drink Bud Light, right?
Well, I've never been a Budweiser fan right. Anyway.
But so. Anyway, here's the story.
But I didn't. I mean,
Donald Trump was also bashing Bud Light and saying boycott Bud Light. Don't do anything with Bud Light. Don't support them. February 6th, about 9:24, he tweets that Bud had established a fundraiser for him. And about 3:30 that afternoon, Trump calls off the boycott. So now he's for Bud Light because the CEO is holding a fundraiser for him. Same thing about TikTok. We touched on TikTok a little bit. He's been against TikTok until he found out Jeff Yass has a $33 billion investment in ByteDance, which is a friend of his. And now he's for TikTok. So is it all about the money or what?
Ron, you, Clayton, y'all want to? I don't know how to respond to that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Biden does the same thing. You give Biden money. I mean, you know, he's for, you know, he'll represent your interests. So, you know, Zuckerberg and all these people, Code Blue, they give money to him. They give him the protection on the internet where they can't be sued, which they should get rid of that, by the way. That was meant, the protection on the internet was meant to like incubate the internet. When 30 years ago, they gave this carte blanche immunity, and they need to really pull that. They're all, you know, it's oligopoly now. They're really hiding behind this stuff. It's a lot of, you know, child, you know, reach out to children on the internet line. And these guys are free from any sort of liability for it. So they continue to donate to Democrats.
Steve Bannon says Trump's been bought.
That's politics. This is where it is. I mean, you don't think the unions buy Biden?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yep, I agree with Ron. I mean, it's politics. That's what's the saying?
Trial lawyers buy. Yeah, trial lawyers will buy in a minute.
Money is the mother's milk of politics, as the saying goes, Mr. York. There's nothing new about that in either party.
Yeah, but when you look at that phenomena, that behavior, that means that anybody that supports him anywhere in the world, and I know he's trying to cut a deal, a $4 billion deal with Saudi Arabia, he's going to be beholden to Saudi Arabia if he ever became the commander-in-chief again. Because they're going to want their return on investment, a ROI.
Yeah, well, it's obvious that Biden is beholden to Ukraine for reasons, for inexplicable reasons that can only be explained by money. Because Ukraine, the amount of devotion Biden has to Ukraine is not, it can't be that Biden just wants to have a great life for the people of Ukraine, believes in freedom, democracy, is anti-Putin. No, you only put that kind of interest in Ukraine if you're getting money out of it.
I wonder where's the phone call? We hadn't heard about the phone call yet, Odell.
What phone call?
Oh, the phone call that Biden's make to beg for the money.
I don't know what.
They've already paid Biden. Burisma. Yeah, they got rid of the prosecutor over there. He withheld $1 billion of America aid to Ukraine when he was vice president because Hunter was getting paid $1 million a year to be on the board, oil and gas board, which he had no experience to be on.
They
got the prosecutor over there fired to help Burisma, which is classic corruption.
That story has been determined to be an untruth, Ron. That's why the person that gave him that story is indicted.
Watch it on tape. Watch it on tape. You can't just say that, walk away. It's YouTube.
Well, why hadn't Hunter and Biden been indicted? The guy that put out that information said he lied, and he's been working as a Russian operative.
Lying about what? We're talking about on tape. Biden says he withheld $1 billion of U.S. aid to Ukraine until they fired a prosecutor, which they did. Then he released it for Burisma.
Exactly, and it wasn't for personal reasons.
That's not disproved. That's completely lying what you're saying. It has not been disproven.
It was United States policy. It was the U.S. policy at that time. He was acting as an emissary for the United States.
No, he wasn't. He was corrupted by his son being on the board of Burisma.
It wasn't a personal venture. It was not a personal venture.
You know,
when his son's making $1 million a year by being on the Burisma's board?
Well, you know, aren't you on boards? Do people select you to be on boards? You know, I don't know if you make that kind of money, but you're selected to be on boards.
If I'm on boards because I have, I have a resume that makes me want to, need to be on that board. Hunter Biden's never been involved in oil and gas.
Don't you get compensated when you're on boards? If you own one of those capital boards, you get compensated.
Some of them you do, but I don't bring some corrupt, of them you know. My dad's not, vice president of the United States, and he's not like calling off prosecutors. That's the definition of corruption.
Like I say, take the saddle off the dead horse. Y'all been beating that around for years now, and it's nothing been found about that. No evidence.
There's no dead horse, Mr.
Yeah, exactly. The DOJ won't prosecute a Democrat.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, they got Mendez jacked up over there. I don't know what you're saying. They don't prosecute Democrats. They got Mendez jacked up for dealing illicitly with Turkey.
I thought it was gold bars he had in suitcases.
They think he got them from Turkey.
Actually, I think the gold bars were in his clothing drawers at home.
Right next to the
suitcase.
And
he had a lot of cash, too.
All right, folks. So this is
suit pockets. And they were Donald Trump suits that are going to prosecute Donald Trump for it.
No, they got Mendez for this. It was Mendez suits. They had a lot of cash too. So I guess him and Fonnie Willis got the same lessons when they were young.
Well, they should
keep
do that.
Cash.
That was so late. But Fonnie Willis had a lot of cash too. You know, they're going to prosecute her.
Yeah. And that's a true story. What she said, because I've told my daughters, always keep you some cash. If you ever go out on a date, and a guy start acting crazy, be able to pay your way back home. Have some cash. Goodness.
Y'all, this is off into the silly world. Ron, what we've been talking about for a couple of days, and like I said, Mike Roden, who's on the progressive team with Mr. York, was here yesterday, and he just, Mike goes, I can't, and Mike's an Arkansas boy, grew up in East Arkansas. I mean,
went to Harding.
Yeah, went to Harding. But he just can't understand why he goes, explain to me the Trump voter. And, you know, what we're hearing again this morning, the tone deafness to the concerns of Trump voters and the contempt and ridicule that the Democratic Party and the liberal media have for Trump voters are a key portion of why the Trump voters are still there. They're still going to vote. And their support for Trump has not been diminished at all. You grew up in Tennessee, still live in Tennessee. What's your take?
On Trump? I think Trump's just a complete, you know, like anti-establishment, anti-DC thing. Now, Trump's not likable. I mean, he's not a likable guy. Let's all agree on that. But he gets the job done. And I tell you, somebody else wasn't likable. Steve Jobs of Apple. I mean, there's a lot of leaders in the course of history that weren't likable people. You have to crack heads sometimes to get things done. And the ones that I don't like are the smooth talking, you know, full of it type of politicians. I mean, Biden's one of those. He's corrupt as they get, but he's smooth talking, good old Joe, you know, knucklehead Joe. Oh, what a good old guy Joe is. Those are the ones that are distrustful to me. Yeah, Trump is what you see is what you get. And I think Washington and the Democrats, all they espouse to, they've done nothing for the middle class in America. They let immigrants come in, compete for their jobs, lower their wages. They you know, put them in school together, all this other stuff like that. And middle class has had it with the Democrat Party. They're a party of elite, you know, coastal elites, and they're a party of aggrieved minorities, lesbians and African Americans or whatever, that they're either real or imagined. They've been led to believe that everybody's against them, and it's Republicans' fault. And it's just complete nonsense.
Nobody's taking any jobs from anybody in this country because there's enough jobs to go around. That's what y'all preach to people who are maybe don't have the means, that somebody's taking their job. Nobody's taking their job. There's two or three jobs for anybody in this country right now. Biden's got such a good economy, I don't know what y'all complaining about.
Well, I'll tell you,
more money you ever made in your life.
I'll tell you what they're complaining about. Look at what Obama and Biden and the Democratic policies have done to ordinary working people. Hot water heaters, because of,
man, nobody's done anything. I still got my hot water heater I bought in 28.
Yeah, go price one now. $1,000.
I mean, the price is going to go up, Del. The workers got to get paid more.
They've gone up.
Because, I mean, if you don't give your workers an increase every year, you're defeating the purpose.
They've gone up
of
because of all the energy saving stuff that's got to be on there. The commodes that don't flush, dryers that don't dry, washing machines that don't wash, gas cans that don't pour. Now,
that's Trump's talking points. That's Trump. You picked that right off Trump's speeches.
Ms. York, I have bought washing machines and dryers that don't dry and had to pay astronomical prices.
Well, you need
prices.
To take it back. Don't you get a warranty? You need to take it back if it don't dry.
Because of the Biden administration, I don't have a choice. And same
thing. You can take it back and get one that works.
You can't. They're not available, Ms. York. Because
I got a dryer, you know,
because of green regulation. All right, we're out of here. But that's to somebody.
That's crazy talk. I'm gonna use your verbiage. That's crazy talk.
And again, you're holding working people in contempt, Mr. York. If you're going pay.